Welcome to the Moo Moo Chicken Show. Welcome to the Moo Moo Chicken Show. Cock-a-doodle-moo, cock-a-doodle-moo, cock-a-doodle-moo. Welcome to the Moo Moo Chicken Show.
Everybody, it's Scott Graham and coming to you from the Moo Moo Chicken Show. And today's story brings us to Millmack Public School, where there's a boy who's about to have the greatest adventure of his life. So sit back, stay tuned, and get ready for a hair-raising tale. It was a Monday morning, and all the kids in Mrs. Finkelstein's class were ready for a brand new week with Mrs. Finkelstein. Well, all of a sudden, there was someone appearing at the back of the class. No one knew who this kid was. He's a very strange-looking kid with crazy hair, purple pants, a really weird kind of way of walking, and he walks up to the front of the class. And Mrs. Finkelstein says, "Well, class, I'd like to introduce you to the new student. His name is, Mr., Bobby Bubblebutt." Well, as soon as she said the word Bubblebutt, the whole place burst into laughter. Furball Susie was choking on a furball. Leaky Larry was almost peeing his pants. Oh my goodness, there was chaos and craziness. And he's like, "Well, why is everyone making fun of me? I mean, come on, it's just a name. It's a name like Bubblebutt. Like, what's the big deal?" Of course, the bullies at the back of the class, Brutus and Billy, are like, "You know what? Hey, let's make fun of this guy. Let's tease this guy. This guy is going to get the biggest wedgie ever. But wait a minute. I got a better idea. How about we dare him to do something really dumb? You know, dumb dare, same thing. He probably doesn't know. And then we'll promise him the world. If you do the dare, we'll think you're the coolest guy in the world. And of course, when he does the dare, we'll point at him. We'll laugh at him. We'll make him feel like a fool. Come on, let's see if he's dumb enough to fall for the dare or the dumb or whatever you want to call it." So they go up to Bobby and say, "Hey, Bobby, we think you're really cool. You know, your hair is like really spiky and everything like that. You're like really cool. We're kind of wondering, if you do this little bitty dare, like we'll make sure that everyone knows that you're the coolest kid in the whole school. Well, what's the dare? What do I have to do?" "Okay, tonight we're going to take you to McCheesy's farm. Okay, now no one's been living there for like a long time. And they're saying there's ghosts and everything like that, but don't worry about that. And there's this well, and that's where they used to get water, you know? And so you have to go down to the bottom of the well, down to the top of the well, and if you can do that, and you're brave enough to be that guy that goes into the bottom of the well, oh man, you'll be the bravest and coolest kid in town. What do you say?" Well, they're expecting them to say no, but he goes, "I'll do it. I'm not afraid of nothing. I am Bobby Bubblebutt." So that night, they sneak out of their houses, and they're walking down the old country road, when all of a sudden, they hear all these things moving around in the trees, eyes looking at them. It was a full moon, they could see, but you know what? It was still spooky. And they opened up this old wooden gate, and they walked along this footpath, and they get to the old well. "Well, there's the well, Bobby. Do you think you can go down there and then go to the top again? What do you think?" Well, he looks down it and goes, "Well, I don't know. It's pretty dark down there. Are you sure it's okay?" "Yeah, just grab onto the rope, pull yourself down. No big deal. Come on, you can do it." So he steps on the side of the well. Bits of the rock are falling into the abyss. And he starts pulling himself down into the well. And he can hear him say, "Oh my goodness, it's smelly down here. It smells like my sister's socks. Oh man, like Nacho City. And I think there's spiders. And wait a minute, I think there's a snake. There's a snake and a spider in my underwear. Oh, man!" And all of a sudden, there was a blood-curdling scream. Well, the bullies looked down into the well, and they could not see anything, and they could not hear Bobby anymore. "Hey, Bobby, are you okay? Are you okay? Bobby, Bob! Oh, man, let's get out of here. Brutus, come on, let's go." And they took off, left Bobby to fend for himself in the well. Well, the next day, they're in gym class, and they're trying to figure out what they're going to do. Like, what am I going to do? Like, Bobby could be hurt. "Don't worry about it, man. We'll figure it out." Well, they noticed that all the kids had gone into the change room. They're standing in the gym by themselves. When they noticed underneath the stage, the doors of the stage started opening like some sort of creature ready to swallow its prey. And for some reason, they felt the need to crawl under the stage to see where this adventure would lead. And they're crawling through the dust and through the old carcasses of spiders. And they come to this big opening, and they crawl through the opening, and they're in this Civil War prison. Now, there was a tale, a legend, that this school was built on this prison, but no one really knew for sure until now. And they're looking down all these different different dirt paths, and they see all these bars where they used to keep prisoners. But the weird thing they saw was all these torches. Someone had lit the torches. There's no way these torches could be lit for 200 years. And they're looking around and they're thinking, this place is freaky. We gotta get out of here. When all of a sudden they could see someone standing in the shadows. He comes out of the shadows and it's none other than Bobby Bubblebutt. His face is all banged up and scratched. I guess when he fell down the well, he found the Civil War prison too. Well, he said two words that these two bullies would not soon forget. You're mine! And he starts running after these bullies. Run for it! And they pushes the bullies into the cell, locks the cell door, and says, well, you guys dared me to do something really dumb, and you guys just left me here. You guys are not friends, and you're never going to keep your promises. Well, I got a promise for you. Can you survive in this Civil War prison that could be haunted for the evening? Good night, boys. And as the Bobby Bubblebutt walked away, he snuffed out the torches with his bare hands, leaving the boys crying in the dark. Well, the next day at school, Bobby was in class, but there was no sign of Brutus and Billy until the end of the day. They walked into the class. They dared not look into the eyes of Bobby Bubblebutt. And they sat down. And I think I know what happened. I think what happened was Bobby just wanted to teach them a lesson and let them out after about half an hour of them crying, but wanted to teach them the importance of not doing dares and not promising to do dares, because dare, dumb, the same thing. So if anyone ever dares you, remember they're really dumbing you. And whatever promise comes with that dare will never be fulfilled, because people who do dares don't keep their promises. And that, ladies and gentlemen, was the story of Bobby Bubblebutt. I hope you enjoyed it. So until we talk again, it's Scott Graham signing off for the Moo Moo Chicken Show.
Bum 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 bum